This will be the last issue that will be available on cassette. Further instructions will be at the end of the newsletter. New Jersey Council of the Blind, NJCB Chronicle, January 2016. The New Jersey Council of the Blind's mission is to strive for the betterment of the blind and visually impaired community. The purpose of this publication is to provide a forum for the free exchange of ideas, opinions, and information that concern blind and visually impaired people. We thank AudioVision, the radio reading service of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, for the use of their recording studio to produce the cassette and digital formats that are aired on AudioVision, and our website, www.njcounciloftheblind.org. For more information about AudioVision, call 1-800-792-8322 or visit their website at www.audiovision-nj.org. We thank John Hart of AudioVision and our webmaster, Dave Casterline, and our proofreader, Ed Fetish, for their contributions to the Chronicle. The NJCB Chronicle is also available on Newsline. The Chronicle is read by Bob Lucas. 4 quarterly newsletters are sent to members free of charge in either large print, audio cassette, or email. You may obtain the current and back issues of the Chronicle and other information from our website. The New Jersey Council of the Blind, NJCB, is a 501c3 corporation. Tax-deductible donations should be sent to Bernie Zuckerman, treasurer of NJCB. Address is below. Articles to be included in the NJCB Chronicle, requests for copies of the newsletter, or membership information should be sent to NJCB, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. They may also be emailed to njcouncilofTheBlind@verizon.net or phoned to 609-882-2446. All information must be received by March 1st to be included in the next issue of the Chronicle. The NJCB officers are President Ottilie Lucas, 609-882-2446. First Vice President Frank Schack, 973-595-0116. Second Vice President Joyce Soa, 732-596-9675. Secretary Bob Lucas, 609-882-2446, and Treasurer Bernie Zuckerman of 32 Judson Street, Unit 7B, Edison, New Jersey, 08837. Phone 732-221-5362. And that's the end of that article. Meeting notice. The next quarterly meeting of NJCB will be held at the Joseph Cone Training Center at 130 Livingston Avenue in New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901, on Saturday, January 23, 2016. A pizza lunch will be served at 12 noon for a cost of $5. The meeting will begin at 1 p.m. and will be over at about 4 p.m. In order for us to order enough food, call 609-882-2446 by January 15th to let us know that you are coming. One person from each organization can call with a group count. We are looking forward to seeing you there. We are also going to have the option of a conference call at this meeting. Details are in the President's message. Directions to the Joseph Cone Training Center, JKTC. Address, JKTC, 130 Livingston Avenue, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901-2421. The cross street is Seaman Street, S-E-A-M-A-N. From the north, proceed south on Route 1 to Route 18 toward New Brunswick. Get off Route 18 at the New Street ramp. Turn slight right onto New Street / NJ26. Take the second left onto Livingston Avenue, NJ26. Turn left onto Seaman Street and left into the JKTC parking lot. From the south, proceed north on Route 1 to the Livingston Avenue, NJ26 exit toward New Brunswick, turn right onto Seaman Street and left into the JKTC parking lot. And that's the end of that article. President's message. The holidays are behind us, and we are anticipating winter weather. The NJCB had a very informative talk from John Walsh at our October quarterly meeting. CBVI is instituting many new groups and teams. John gave us overviews of these, and those present were encouraged by the new ideas. One of these is ASPIRE, the Assistive Support Program for Independence, Renewal, and Education, which is directed by Susan Vanino. Susan has headed up the Adjustment Division Loss Project for many years under several different contracts. This program has been very beneficial through much of the state for decades. Recently, she has been hired by CBVI to lead up a similar program of peer support groups throughout the whole state. Several members at October's meeting asked if Susan could be our speaker at our January meeting. She has been invited and is checking into getting approval. Annual NJCB dues are due by January in order to get the NJCB updated membership list and dues sent to ACB to be recognized in its 2016 membership list. Statements have been sent out to those members at large who had not paid their 2016 dues in the amount of $10. The check and renewal form should be sent to our treasurer, Bernie Zuckerman, at 32 Judson Street, Unit 7B, Edison, New Jersey, 08837. The Lucases are moving to Sun City Center in Florida. This will cause a shift in some officers as well as finding a new secretary. Some names have been proposed and each will be phoned to offer this opportunity to serve. Frank Schack will become president. Joyce Soa will move into the first vice president position. At this time, we do not have any people offering to serve as second vice president. If you know of anyone who is interested in second VP or secretary, let me know. The executive board will vote on candidates to serve in these positions per our constitution. Bob and Audley have been active in NJCB since 1982. We have thoroughly enjoyed the organization and made many lasting friendships. We will keep in touch and hope that members chip in to make NJCB even more active and productive. We have had the privilege of using the conference phone at JKTC at our meetings. The Friends of the NJ Library for the Blind and Handicapped had a meeting at JKTC on December 5th, at which we had a very active and successful conference call option at the meeting. We have tried it for those who could not attend the meeting in the past. After the Friends' successful phone conference, we will have this option at our meeting that will be held at JKTC. Below are the instructions. Here's how you can participate. Please note that this is not a toll-free phone number. On January 23, 2016, at 1 p.m., dial area code 712-432-0180. Again, area code 712-432-0180. Enter the access code 425-373-#. Again, 425-373-# is the access code. You will be asked to press 1 after the access code is repeated correctly. We want those of you who cannot attend to benefit from the vast amount of information presented at our meetings. We hope to see you at our meeting on January 23rd in New Brunswick. Those who cannot attend, try our conference call option. Enjoy getting back to a normal schedule and keep warm. Audley Lucas, president of NJCB. And that's the end of that article. Last cassette version of the NJCB Chronicle. Many of the newsletters have discontinued the cassette format. The officers of NJCB have decided that this January 2016 is the last cassette version. Everyone who has email will receive their newsletter in that format. Please send us your email address if you are not receiving it now. Those who do not have email will receive it in large print. Anyone can read it on the web in print and with a screen reader in audio format on www.njcouncilofblind.org. Most cassette players have been either returned to the Talking Book and Braille Center or are no longer working. ACB is still sending the ACB Braille form on cassette, but we are not sure how much longer. And that's the end of that article. Items for sale. Braille writers. NJCB has 4 Braille writers for sale. We are asking $250 for each of 2 that have dust covers and $275 for each of 2 that have carrying cases. We have 2 Braille writers donated to NJCB by Barbara Rossell. Her husband, Howard, had been an employee of the Library for the Blind and a very active member of Mercer County Association of the Blind. After Howard's passing, Barbara generously donated several items that Howard used, including 2 Braille writers. 3 Braille writers were repaired, cleaned by one of our members, Richard High, who is a Perkins Certified Braille Writer Repairman. He has done excellent work for many in the past and continues doing this much-appreciated service. We highly recommend his work. His contact information is Richard High, H-E-I-G-H, 412 West Monroe Avenue, Linwood, New Jersey, 08221. His phone is area code 609-601-0557. His email is lowercase rck532@verizon.net. Braille writers can be shipped by U.S. mail free matter. The package should be well packed and insured. Richard will give you any information you need. And that's the end of that article. NJCB scholarships information. Up to 3 scholarships to be awarded this year, $500 each, plus NJCB membership and possibly other gifts. Who is eligible? Any legally blind person who will be a full-time college student, undergraduate or graduate, in the 2016-2017 academic year. The application process. The application must include name, address, email address, telephone or telephones, scholastic record info such as high school attended, rank in class, GPA, SAT or other scores, extracurricular activities and or offices held, volunteer or other service activities. Proof of blindness, 3 letters of character reference, at least 1 from a school counselor or teacher, none from family members. Telephone or in-person interview with members of committee or NJCB board. The timing, March, applications published and circulated. May 1st, application and materials due. May, interviews. June, notice of results to applicants. July 23, 2016, NJCB meeting. In-person awarding of scholarships with recipients and family members as guests for picnic and ceremony. Any meeting by prearrangement with recipients, they can receive a brief oral report on what it has meant to have the scholarship and or some significant events / experiences since the awarding of the scholarships. Contact Lee Tilden at 4 Utah Drive, Apartment A, Mattawan, New Jersey, 07747. Area code 732-390-0989, that's her home, or 908-420-0558, that's her cell, or email her at leighsue13@gmail.com if interested, and a packet will be sent to you. And that's the end of that article. Chapter reports. Mercer County Association of the Blind. Greetings, NJCB members and friends. MCAB members had a very full fall with trips to the MacArthur Theater to see 3 audio-described productions. They had well-known actors, and the sensory seminars preceding the performances were very enlightening. We thank Janet Dixon and her staff for their excellent narration and insightful introduction to the stage and costumes. We also enjoyed our Christmas party at the Elks Lodge No. 105. These members have gone above and beyond to make our members so comfortable at all their functions. We have attended informative meetings of NJCB and the Friends of the Library, at which were speakers from CBVI and TBBC, respectively. Our members continue to donate refreshments for our meetings. We thank Bob Collins, Gene Canella, the Bumberas, Mary Damiano, and Barbara Knobloch. A new member, John DeBronzo, has offered to make an Italian dish for our winter birthday dinner in March. Terry Moskowitz and others are transporting our members to meetings and theater outings. We truly appreciate all that our members do to make our activities so enjoyable. We are all looking forward to a productive winter, and we hope to see many of you at the January 23rd meeting of NJCB at JKTC. Audley Lucas, president of MCAB. New Jersey Blind Citizens Association, no report. And that's the end of that article. Mark your calendar. Saturday, January 23rd, 2016. Quarterly meeting of NJCB to be held at JKTC in New Brunswick from noon to 4 p.m. See prior article for more details. Saturday, April 23rd, 2016. NJCB quarterly meeting. Saturday, July 23rd, 2016, NJCB quarterly meeting. October 22nd, 2016, NJCB conference. And that's the end of that article. Note, disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this newsletter are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the New Jersey Council of the Blind officers and or members. The editor reserves the right to edit articles submitted for both space and content. And that's the end of that article. This is the end of the January 2016 NJCB Chronicle. As mentioned earlier, this is the last issue that will be available on cassette. There's no need to return this cassette. Future issues will be available by email, in large print, on our webpage, or on Newsline if you don't have a computer. Call the Talking Book and Braille Center at 1-800-792-8322 to sign up for Newsline if you have not already done so. This is Bob Lucas saying goodbye and God bless you. And that's the end of the Chronicle.